And Erin.
What is the crack podcast number 5?
Woo!
Yeah, oh, that was musical. I liked it.
Thanks.
Oh.
I'm learning.
There you go. So this week's podcast, we're going to catch up a little bit because we've done some stuff over the week, didn't we?
You were a busy little bee.
I was a busy little bee. So we'll chat about that.
We will. And we have some Netflix stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there's loads of new stuff on Netflix, isn't there?
I'm so excited.
I know, right? We will also be delving into the weird, wonderful world of weirdos. And we got a strange one this week too.
I'm nervous about this one.
Oh yeah, it's strange.
And then we have, of course, our usual banging tune.
Banging tune. So yeah, that's what's going on this week. Yeah, so I had a crazy week this weekend. Just the weekend, really. Although I was busy last week too, and work.
You were a busy little bee now.
I was busy. Yeah. I mean, luckily in my job, I get to go to certain events and I get to do certain things kind of for work, which are quite awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
tell us.
Well, I mean, I was at Longitude for the first time ever. I know. Listen, I'm 28 years old, right? I'm pretty sure I could have some illegitimate children that were running around that place. Like, it is very young.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a bit of a crush. Like, it's, yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe it's just the style of music is attracting those kind of punters or whatever. I'm not sure, but it was very young.
So do you think Longitude now is for the youngins and Electric Picnic is for...
I think Longitude is exactly what Oxygen was to us 10 years ago, but we're just not youngins anymore. That's probably what's going on, yeah. But I mean, listen, it was a savage lineup. ASAP Rocky, of course, never made it. Got arrested in Sweden for plaything.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
So got arrested for assault or something, I think, over in Sweden.
Jesus.
Yeah, so he had to pull out. But they got a couple of people in to replace him. So Kojak came in, Irish artist Kojak, who is...
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome, yeah, so you got to check him out. They got a few more in just to kind of cover the bill. Stormzy, obviously, headlined Saturday night after Glastonbury last week.
Like, he was meant to be very good.
Like, Stormzy, he is killing it right now. He is so good. Like,
he's hot, too.
He is hot.
Yeah.
He is so hot right now.
Oh, wouldn't mind me a bit of Stormzy.
A little bit of Stormzy. He's taken, though, I'm afraid.
I know.
She's
pretty.
His girlfriend, she's a radio presenter on like BBC Radio 1 over in the UK, I think.
Oh, okay.
They're cute. They're like the new it couple, I reckon, for the next couple of years. I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Keep an eye on Stormzy. Although, do you know, like Posh and Bex years ago, I don't think you're going to see Stormzy walking around in a sarong anytime soon.
No, possibly not. And you went from Longitude to LA?
I did went from Longitude to LA Hinch. Yeah. Yeah, so obviously a place very close to my heart, which was hosting the Irish Open in the golf on all weekend, actually. So starting from last Wednesday. So the place was absolutely heaving all week.
I heard whoever, I'm not too sure who actually organised it. I think JP McManus gave some money towards it.
Ooh, so JP is doing his pro-am out in Adair Manor next year. Right?
Okay.
So JP obviously will be very kind of involved in Irish golf. A lot of sport, actually. A lot of Limerick sport and stuff as well, whatever. But no, so the Irish Open is part of the European Tour of Golf, right?
Okay.
So like in America, they have the PGA Tour. You have the European Tour over here. So like they go around. You know, there's an Irish Open every year.
Right.
But it just so happened it was like quite close to us this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously a lot of stars came into playing the Pro-Am and stuff. A lot of the big name golfers were there.
Yes.
If you know anything about golf, there was some big names.
I don't know a
names.
Thing, but I did see some names being thrown out there, yeah.
There you go. Obviously, a lot of big names came to watch as well over the week. So Niall Horan was down and played in the Pro-Am last Wednesday. Horan around the golf world, as he does. He loves a bit of golf, Niall does. So there was obviously, like I said, a couple of big names down there. A big favourite of mine, John Rahm, won it. Spanish guy, absolute hero. It's his second time winning in Ireland, and he says he just loves playing in Ireland, which was quite cool. I had a good week.
Yeah.
Oh, also, sorry, more important than any of that,
I
finally got to meet an alpaca. See, people want dogs.
Llama.
No, an alpaca.
Are a llama and an alpaca not the same thing?
No, which I learned, funny enough,
are
last week. No.
What?
So llamas are bigger. Alpacas are kind of slightly smaller. Llamas will spit in your face. Whereas alpacas don't, they don't really spit. They're much nicer.
Are alpacas the ones you can like hug and like take home?
Yeah, alpacas are much more
cuddle.
Chill. Yeah, so I got some like little pictures with like, do you know, me and my alpaca.
Aren't you cute?
Me and my little Lucy. Me and Lucy went walking around.
Oh, she has a name.
Of course she has a name. Yeah, me and Lucy went for a little stroll.
That's romantic.
Made quite the connection.
Wow.
And then unfortunately had to part ways.
It's okay, Anto. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. So we'll get you another one somewhere.
If you're listening, Lucy, it meant a lot to me. I don't know about you, but I thoroughly enjoyed our time together.
Her and her friends are probably having a big owl lol.
Yeah. Mm. All the girls in the alpaca shed listening to the podcast. But yeah, so that was my week. Kind of pretty eventful, packed. So what did you do? Anything interesting?
No, I actually didn't. I had a very late night on Friday night.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell.
I will in our next segment.
Okay.
And I got a Bull and Fit then on Saturday because my dad, silly dad, left the spare key of his shed lying around and I found buckets of paint.
And did what with them?
I painted.
Did you go
kitchen,
on Banksy on it, no?
The kitchen, the hall, and the utility are now a completely different colour.
Eventful weekend.
Yeah, it was busy. I was busy, like.
So you didn't like go drinking or do anything?
No, I didn't. No, I'm saving myself now.
Oh, well, for what?
My party.
Well, your party.
Oh, yeah,
a
yeah.
Party coming
yeah.
up.
I'm having a social gathering.
What's the occasion?
My birthday is on Monday.
Aaron's birthday is on Monday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're listening, and this podcast goes out on Friday, so the party is when?
Friday,
awesome. Yeah. So if you happen to be listening to this podcast, Aaron lives at?
Dromoland Castle.
Yeah, no, the party's out of Dromoland Castle.
It is.
Is it actually Dromoland Castle?
Yeah. No.
Seriously? No. Oh. What a letdown. I'm definitely not coming now. yeah, so it's your birthday this week.
Yeah, so
awesome.
Busy now. Busy.
You should never ask a woman her age, but what age are we turning?
27.
20, that's not too bad.
No.
Have you heard about the 27 Club, though?
No. Don't fucking frighten me now.
Ding!
Hey, there we go.
Swear jar. At the 27 Club, it's this thing. It's, do you know what? To be fair, I think you're safe. It's mostly among like rock stars and people in the limelight. You've never heard of this, no?
No.
So people that died at 27.
Oh my god.
Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix, Keith Moon. There's a big list. It's like this thing, the 27 Club.
So are you telling me I'm going to drop on Monday?
I'm just telling you, just look after yourself this year. Once you get to 28, it's fine. I made it. I was like, woo, 28th birthday. I was like, now I can just go mental. Because, you know, I'm not going to be in the... Although, to be fair, you might want to be in the 27 Club. That could be kind of cool. No?
Anto, stop talking.
Happy birthday! Yeah, so birthday coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, but look, I'm at that age now where I'm like, we're not going to the pub or anything. It's just going to be a few friends, Savage playlist, and a couple of drinks at my house.
Some
lots
snacks,
of fairy lights. And
yeah, tell us a story. Paint the picture. What's going down? You know, what snacks have you bought? What drinks have you bought?
Well,
what are you going to wear?
Oh
my god, who are you wearing?
Oh my god. This year is sponsored by no, I for the last couple of years I've just kind of had a gathering at my house, so we have like a gazebo.
Hold on, sorry.
What?
A gathering.
It's like the Irish coming together, like they did a couple of years ago.
It's not a sesh, like you're having a gathering.
Oh, it'll turn into a sesh about 1 a.m. a gazebo at the front, riddled in fairy lights, and it's all cool, chill vibes. And then, just good music blaring. It's kind of like a little block party.
Sweet. All around classy affair then.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Until about 2 a.m.
I can't wait to go. I'm still waiting on my invite, but...
I'm sorry. I asked you last week, and I'm too busy.
I never said I'm too busy.
Did I? Yeah.
I actually am too busy.
Liar.
No, yeah. I don't. I got... do you know what I do?
What? Walk your snake?
No, my fish needs a wash. It's just this whole thing.
Whatever.
Yeah, and you gotta clean the tank.
You're uninvited.
And it's like it's a whole thing.
You're
and
uninvited.
He's very temperamental. You know, he doesn't like being held for too long, and you gotta clean all the scales. I'm getting really invested in this story.
Really invested. Moving on.
So yeah, actually moving on. Do you know what I might do instead of going to your birthday? I might just watch some Netflix.
Yeah.
So, Netflix. Lot of new stuff on Netflix.
Oh my God. You know what I did, right?
What'd you do?
Do you know what I mean? I said it late night on Friday night.
Yeah.
I stayed up until 5:35 in...
You sound like, do you know that episode of Father Ted when Graham Norton's in the caravan? And he's like, and who, what time did Mikey come home last night? 10:30
Thank you. 5:35 in the AM.
What? Doing what?
I watched the whole new series of Stranger Things.
The whole, like, the in one go?
I'm finished.
What? So yeah. I'm only like halfway through. Well, I don't know. How many episodes? Like 8 or 10?
I think
or?
There's 8.
Okay, yeah, I'm on, yeah. I think I'm on like episode 5.
I can't say a thing.
Okay.
Because...
Well, because
I'll
I haven't
away.
Watched.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
But I
no
do
spoilers.
Know. No, no spoilers. No but spoilers. I do know that the stats have absolutely blown everything else on Netflix out of the water.
As in for watching, like.
Apparently, 18.2 million accounts have watched the series.
So if we're to go by the general rule of thumb in that one person pays for a Netflix account and about 40 people watch it.
Yeah, so
safe
there's
to
more.
Say there's about 14.5 billion people have watched Stranger Things this week.
More. And then I think it was like 24 point something million have actually finished the whole series.
That's crazy already. Like it's only out, it only came out, what, last Wednesday or
Thursday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Wednesday.
So like less than a week. As yeah. That is crazy.
My eyes were... falling out on Saturday.
Yeah, no, but, I heard it was like I haven't finished it yet, but I've heard people who have said like it was a little bit emotional. Was there some?
I was bawling. I was bawling.
Okay, am I? Is this towards the end though? Because like I said, I'm on like episode 5, so I'm more than halfway through, and nothing's hit me.
I think it's just because all the kids are kind of grown up now, and there is more.
Yeah, they are
hormones
actually,
and emotions.
That's true.
And
it was the first thing that hit me in like the first scene of the first episode, without giving anything away. Is Christ, they're after shooting up about 2 foot.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
They're all like actually people now. They're not just kids anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
no,
I'm
it's
looking
great.
Forward
it's
to
great.
It.
It's great. And then I stumbled upon one of, there's a load of new kind of, not new, but they're new to Netflix, but they're older films.
Yeah.
And one of my favourite ones, have you ever seen the movie The Boat That Rocked?
The Boat That Rocked. Oh, this is like about the pirate radio stuff. And,
yeah.
Whatever, is it Rhys Ifans is in it? Is that his name? The guy from Notting Hill? What's his name?
Oh.
Rhys Ifans? Welsh dude. I think that's his name.
I can't, I know.
Let's just go by Notting Hill guy.
Yeah, and Nick,
Nick Sinnott, fair play.
Yeah, Nick
Sinnott.
You know,
shout out Nick.
Him and Simon Pegg come as a pair.
Oh, that Nick, yes, yes.
Nick Frost. That's it.
Nick from Simon and Nick.
Yeah.
I have you now,
yeah. It's Nick Frost.
Yeah, that's the one.
He's in it, but it is. It's very good, and it's such a good soundtrack. It's all the really old songs in it as well.
So tell us a little bit about, just for anyone that might not have seen this movie before, like, would you recommend it, obviously, if you've never seen it before?
Yeah, I would.
Definitely.
I would.
What's the premise? What are we looking at?
It's about pirate radio, and it was a radio station called Radio Caroline.
Is it not like... This next song is R by... No?
No.
Not that kind
there
of
There was no
radio.
Wooden legs. No Johnny Depp is Jack Sparrow.
Oh, like, well, that's very disappointing.
No. It's pirate radio, not a pirate ship.
See, that's where I got confused.
Yes.
I heard boats and
keep
pirates.
Up,
and,
keep
yeah,
up,
okay,
keep
I'm,
up.
I'm with you.
So it was broadcast at sea during the 1960s, and they were a rock and roll radio station. And basically, to give anyone a gist of it, because I don't want to give too much away... Because I would recommend it, but the start of it is all the, you know, back then it was kind of real. Everything was by the book
and
all that kind of jazz. So it's people hiding radios under their pillows and their blankets and people saying they're going to bed and they're actually going out the shed, sparking a fag, pouring a glass of wine and turning on the radio. There's nurses at their nurse station, and when the matron walks out, they just blast up the radio, and it's a really, really good film.
Definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, that it was a big thing, massively in the UK. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the stats. I don't know how big it was in like America, or would have been quite big in Ireland as well at a certain point. Was just the whole pirate radio thing. You know what I mean? Because. I guess we're lucky at the age we are in that we have grown up in a culture where, you know, we're exposed to a lot of international entertainment, if you want to say, like, whether it be radio, music, TV, movies, all that kind of stuff is in where we get a lot of that stuff. But, like, even up till the 60s and 70s in Ireland and the UK, you didn't get much more than what the fucking priests wanted you to get. Do you know what I mean?
Apparently, the 1980s were the heyday of pirate radio in Ireland.
Okay, so like that's the thing, and there would have been stations literally, and like these would have been you call them radio stations, but it was literally lads with like handmade radio towers and like there broadcasting was, from a cow shed. Like
there was pro IRA pirate radio.
Oh yeah, of course.
Can you imagine what that sounded like?
But I mean, suppose let's bring it into nowadays. That's like podcasting now. As in there was no rules. You know what I mean? You weren't kind of being told what you could and couldn't say, or music wise what you could and couldn't play.
Yeah.
So you kind of just went at it yourself. Like there's a few quite like famous stations as well, wasn't there?
There was Sunshine Radio and Radio Nova, I think, were known as the Super Pirates.
Who are now actually like actual stations who still kind of broadcast, which is quite cool. Like Radio Nova and Sunshine are both up in Dublin, which is quite cool that that's where they started, and now they're kind of legit, if you want to call
it that. They started in a hotel in Dublin in 1980.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
And Radio Melinda was another one I stumbled across.
Melinda.
get this right. In 1972, it was the first pirate radio station to be raided and prosecuted in the Republic of Ireland. Guess how much they were fined.
For what, though? As in what would you...
pirate radio station. There were rules and regulations and T's and C's.
They were fined what? Oh, 20 major and a... six pack of Guinness or something.
£2.
£2. Just big money back in the day.
£2.
That's big money back in the day.
And like, all their equipment was confiscated.
That's half your dole for that week, I'd say.
Do you reckon?
£2. Well, maybe a bit more.
Ah, sure. The pound would have bought you a good... £2 was a lot of penny sweets back in the day.
Jesus, yeah, in the 80s. I mean, even in the 90s, I remember you go to the shop with a pound and you'd be living the absolute dream. You come back with a week shopping. Well, a week shopping for a six-year-old.
Would you?
Yeah, jeez. You get a Mr. Freeze. You get a little bottle of Score Pop. Do you know them?
Maybe.
Do you remember the Manhattan popcorn? It was like the big bag.
Still eat it.
Cost like 20 cents. Or 20 pence, let's say.
Cost €2 now.
What? Go away.
But this is the big bag. Like.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
that's
fair
enough. But yeah, if you're rolling out of that place, loaded with a euro. You can't.
But I was actually watching, because I have a big TV in my room and it's fairly loud, and my dad does be sometimes, turn it down. But dad came upstairs.
Could be
worse.
She could be up there riding and him telling you to turn it down. Like, you know?
Well, I have a little bit more respect now than that.
I don't know, do you?
Shots of fire. Wanker. Anyways, dad came upstairs and did the old, turn it down here. And then he was walking out, and then he came back and he was like, I know that song. And I was like, oh God, here we go.
Oh, he suddenly flipped the script and came up and tried to be cool, dad.
Yeah, but he actually knew all the songs. And I then said to dad, were you one of these kids that hid the radio under the pillow, like, to listen to the music? But it got me thinking then of all the music that I grew up with, with my parents.
Yeah, of course.
And it was a lot of Talking Heads and Celine Dion. Right.
See, that's the thing. We would have had like a lot of vinyl, because my dad would have played music in bands and stuff in the 80s, right? Mm. And like, Jesus, there is some pictures of that fella. My God. Like full Bon Jovi, like as in all the studded wristbands, the mullet, the high top, high tech white shoes with the skinny jeans, the V cut down to his belly button. It's like he was a singer as well. Like, so he was like
sounds
a lead singer.
Like a stud.
Oh, he was not, but he tried so hard. But yeah, like so obviously like they were into that kind of vibe. So like, I grew up with records playing of, like, you know, original releases of Bon Jovi and, like, AC/DC and, like, but, like, the proper 80s, like, glam metal stuff as well, like, Journey and freaking Europe and all these bands that, like, they all looked the exact same. They were just big hair and fireworks. That was it.
I actually remember vividly when my brat of a brother was born and we used to go for Sunday drives, and I remember singing Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads in the back of the car.
That's a good tune, though.
And I was actually maybe about 8 or 9 in the back of the car going, Psycho Killer.
Run away.
Ruined a whole childhood for me.
Listen, I didn't ruin it.
We were going really well there.
They made money off that.
You
fair play.
Did the wrong words. Anyway,
there was no words in there.
And you know what? Another song that I think I mentioned it to you earlier. It has been playing on the radio all this week, and I don't know if it's because a lot of people are talking about mental health for some reason. I don't know why. That's another topic that's after coming up big time again.
Okay, hit me. What's the tune?
Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah.
What's the name of it? Sunscreen.
What? Which one is that? What's that song?
It's the one where he's talking the whole way through.
Is this the one where you may find yourself? No, that's not. That's not the one, is it? I think another one. Hang on. We're going to go find it.
Yeah, find it.
Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen.
Yeah, trust him on the sun. It's a good call for Irish people, really, isn't it?
You know what, though?
The factor 50 needs
that
to come
song
out.
Makes me, I can't help but smile every time.
Yeah.
The words to that song are so fucking true.
Ding!
There you go, but it's so deserved.
Yeah.
Me and one of the girls were actually driving back to Fenora one day, and we had it was only at the start of the year, it was probably one of the worst weeks I've had in a long time.
Okay.
And we listened to that song.
Would you like to spill? Like to talk?
No.
I'm okay, that's fair.
But the two of us listened to that song and we were bawling halfway through. Like, it was just...
Well, see, that happens to me, but it's generally with Disney songs. To be whipping on the old Disney tunes, you know,
cry at a song now, but I cry at a Disney movie.
I was just going to admit stuff there that I probably shouldn't. No, yeah. I've fucking cried at songs. Sometimes, just, you know, when you're in a particular mood and lyrics will just hit. Lyrics you've heard a million times before, they'll just hit a different nerve, like.
Yeah.
And you can't help it.
No.
I'm weird, like, as in, when I listen to music, like, I'm listening to almost the vibe of the song, the melody, like, the sound of it, as opposed to the actual lyrics. A lot of people listen to lyrics and songs.
Yeah.
I tend to not. Like, I listen to the melody of how they're being sung, but, like, I'm not generally listening to the actual lyrics. And people go, oh, do you know that song? It goes like this, and then start singing lyrics. Like, no idea.
Yeah.
But they'll hum it, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
I have that one.
Yeah.
But, like, it's the mood of songs is what gets me, like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's certain ways that music moves. Yeah, that's what kind of gets me going sometimes. I don't know what it is.
I have a whole playlist on my phone called Moody Playlist.
Of course. And is it 95% Alanis Morissette, please?
I think there's two Alanis Morissette songs,
the two good
on
ones.
It. No, I'm Not the Doctor and...
Don't know that one.
Hands in Your Pocket, I think is the other one.
I think I know that
one.
Yeah,
you probably know that one. But it can go from Alanis Morissette to like AC/DC to like Avril Lavigne, but like it's a real moody.
Like sad Avril Lavigne
moody.
Though.
No.
Oh, like,
this is like drive the car 120, pissed off with everything, like mood, like proper 120, mood.
120 kilometers or miles?
Whichever's faster.
You should really know that. Considering you drive a car, you should know which one's faster.
I don't know. The clock works, that's all I know, guys.
Do you know why I pulled you over? Yeah, I was only doing 120, like. It was like 120 what? Couldn't tell you.
There's
said 120.
There's a dial there, it's fairly accurate. The needle moves.
There you go. See, these are the kind of things I should edit out, but I'm not gonna.
Okay.
This is a real life podcast and that cough is staying.
We're live.
It's that time again. It's time for our weird, wonderful world of weirdos.
Woohoo!
It's a weird, wonderful world of weirdos. So, I don't know. I just happened. I wasn't searching for anything in particular.
but I think you were.
Oh, my search history is going to be awful after this. But I happened to come across a story. So, it's from a well-known tabloid newspaper. Right? So it just happened to pop up as one of their stories. But it was the headline that got me was... Sex robots could be guilty of rape if their programming fails.
Oh my God. What were you looking up?
I was, like I said, it was a tabloid headline. You know the way they're trying to grab you, like with
whatever.
Their...
Right.
But listen, this is the thing.
How?
I mean, how? Listen, that's what I want to know. So a sex robot. Like, we've come an awful long way from blow-up dolls. Like,
I was just going to say, like...
What even is a sex robot? I don't really know.
So for reference, we're actually looking at it on the
computer screen. Yeah, so I'm going to just kind of run through this little article and just kind of see if we can learn ourselves a little something
about... Does it show a picture of her?
Of herself.
Herself.
Or himself.
Or
I mean,
maybe.
We're not gender discriminatory.
Oh,
yeah, there's one there now.
My God.
I mean, it looks a bit cartoony, if I'm fair. I'm not going to lie.
Her boobs are easily size E to F, just for reference.
That picture is 70 wow. to 80% boob. Yeah, it is. It is.
That's a lot of boob.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, the thing is, right? So, there's kind of massive advances in technology when it comes to, like, sex toys and, like, all that kind of stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. So, sex robots now are becoming a thing where it's not just a case of, you know, poor old lad out the country there just, you know, orders an old inflatable off eBay. Like, it's much more sophisticated these days. But like I said, they make male and female robots, you know, for everybody. But yeah, so like the robots, or the sex bots, as they're referred to, they're kind of like fully interactive in that, like, you know, they'll talk to you and they move. I don't know how much they move, as in, like,
you don't want to be badly stuck, lads.
You would, like, I mean, look, there's an awful lot to be said for an old 10-2 shift outside the nightclub. Like, you
know, 10-2.
Just grab something, like, you don't want to have to go home to your robot.
Grab something.
Like, yeah, you don't have to go home
but
to your
sure,
robot.
But sure, I
yeah.
mean, if you're going to invest money in it and it's going to be at home waiting for you, no questions asked.
But I don't know how much these things cost. Like, how much is it as a sex robot going to set you back? You know what I mean? Is
not
it like
too sure?
Yeah, I mean, hold on. Wow. Why don't you start? Listen, I mean, I thought you were just going to search prices, but you just opened up your browser and this stuff was already here. This
no,
is
no.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Like, whoa. I'm fully aware that this is the podcast and people can't see what we're looking at, and you're probably better off, to be honest. Jesus, that's not realistic at all.
So
that's massive.
Right, so I think what this is, like, the machine to get things moving.
Right.
For a male robot.
There's an awful lot of different shapes and sizes there now, isn't there?
Basically, oh, this is in sterling.
All right, okay.
So £529.
Yeah. For what? What are you getting for £500, like?
You're
that's, I mean, that's a month's worth of dole for something.
You're getting what looks like a mechanism anyway. Then there's a remote control one.
What, Jesus? Oh, that joke's pink.
That's only £50.
I should sure go for it. It'd be great.
Just a regular old dildo by the looks of it. Yeah, there's no robots coming up here. Only kind of weird looking stuff. Oh.
Oh,
no, that's a newsletter.
We'll skip out. Oh, look, there's 5% off there, isn't it? But so I mean, the thing that, right, so like, let's say, getting back to this article, right? There's this guy, Dr. What's his name? Is it Eugene Levy? Wait, no, Eugene Levy's he's the dad from American Pie.
God.
Who, listen, the look of him, who knows? But this, he looks a bit like him, actually.
Oh my God, he does.
He does a little bit. But no, weird. Dr. Levy or Levi or whatever his name is. Not obviously Levi from the jeans. But yeah, basically, he anticipates that in the future, sex robots will be our equals or betters in many ways.
This is going to be like iRobot.
Yeah, it's got, like, as in, that's the thing. If basically what he's saying is, with the programming and with the artificial intelligence that's involved, the robots can kind of, they can learn, let's say, this is, I'm feeling so weird and awkward even talking about this. They can learn basically what you're into and kind of, you know, over time will replicate things that you like or, you know, won't do things that you don't like. So there's a certain amount of artificial intelligence involved in that. They learn as they go, right? And that's what it is. It's asking the question that, I mean, if it gets to a stage where the robot kind of learns too much, and let's say the robot turns into a bit of like a necrophiliac and just kind of wants it all the time, does it constitute rape if, like, the robot's at you and you're like, no, Mr. Robot, I've got a headache tonight. like, at
it's
what
just
point
Netflix.
Can you just pull the plug out? Can you just
like
hey,
yeah,
pull the plug out?
How does how does a robot, like, there's a lot of crosses going between my mind now between an iRobot cross of real life scenario, like, how does a robot that you're supposed to have control over not know when
to stop? That's what he's saying. It's not that you won't have control, but it learns over time, right? So he says that if something goes wrong with the programming and a robot oversteps the agreed limits of sexual activity, who's responsible? Is the robot responsible as a, you know, as its own entity?
But
or is it the programmer who originally kind of programmed any of the kind of computer side of it.
I don't understand.
How
does a robot overstep limits that you've set with it?
Well, I mean, that's like us, do you know the way, talking on our phones, and do you know the way the ads come up all the time? If you say something like that you'd never say, like, or that you'd never would have searched for, like, yachts or boats or something, right? Mm. And you just happen to be sitting with your friends, you go, Jez, you know, I'd love to go learn how to sail or something. And then the next thing, you're scrolling through Facebook and the first Groupon that pops up in the ads is like a day's sailing or whatever.
Yeah.
As in, do you know, technology has got to that point where they're always listening and learning and it's all algorithms and it's all whatever. Do you know what I mean? So maybe it's kind of...
How do you set limits with a robot? Like, do you sit down with the robot and tell it all your safe words or like...
Hi, C-3PO. Take your hand in there now, right? This is not what we agreed to.
Code red, code red.
This is not what we agreed to. You're taking liberties now, R2-D2. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, it's one of these stories that...
There's so much detail in these dolls. Like,
there really is. I mean, the amount of detail that even goes into the makeup... Like, you can... we've done a little bit of research, right? You can... Basically, when you order your sex bot or your... Sorry, your...
technical term.
Sorry, your partner, as they're being referred to on this. everything down to, like... if it was a guy looking for a female robot or whatever, it's everything from hair color and length to like the shape of the lips, like breast size, like everything, height, the whole lot. Like, if you're a girl looking for a guy bot, they want to know absolutely everything that you want to have in your robot. So, you know, length and girth. Mm. That's probably about it. but yeah, like, so. They're really invested in this thing going forward. I mean, like, I know that this is a huge market in Japan, right?
Yeah.
Japanese, they love their robots and their weird AI stuff anyway. But I do know that this sex robot thing has become massive over there. This and like virtual reality kind of partners and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I see.
Do you know, like they'll send you out like a fake vagina or, you know, a special dildo, and it'll be like the same shape or size or what have you as the person that you're looking at a virtual reality video of or whatever. You know what I mean?
And now that you mention it, I actually think, because I watched a lot of I think it was a Vice documentary.
Yeah.
I like Vice. I watch a lot of those, and there was one, and it was like culture in, I think it was Japan or somewhere like that. Yeah. And there's basically a hotel where you can go and you can spend the night with one of these robots.
Yeah.
And the hotel looked absolutely unreal. Like, it looked like a 5-star hotel. You go in, and the rooms were like all different teams and stuff. And this fucking robot,
ding,
just walks out. Like, that was, I was trying to be sneaky about that one.
There's no sneaky swear jar swears. But I think that's Japanese weird. Culture is in. I do know a lot lately. I do know that a lot of people, let's say people kind of our age, let's say in their mid to late 20s, early 30s, right? Mm. Who literally work like upwards of 90 hours a week. They have no time off. So you have no chance really to socialize or like meet someone for a perfect relationship. So if they do have the couple of hours off, or instead of going home to bed, they'll check into this hotel for the night for, you know, just a little bit of relief. Do you know, there's only so
Maybe.
Much Pam and her five sisters can do for you.
gross.
Or whatever you call your friend in your drawer.
Tread lightly.
Yeah, do you know, there's a, is that what you call him? Tread lightly?
Yeah. Beware.
But beware. That's the safe word.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so there is this culture of that kind of stuff going on over there, right? I don't know if it's made its way really to kind of Europe or America. Or...
I think, you know, the way sometimes you just stumble like you did across some weird stuff, I definitely 110% seen a British person.
Oh yeah, like they
got
listen,
married.
There's weirdos everywhere.
But I don't think it was.
Podcast disclaimer: we're not judging anyone. You're free to do whatever you like to do.
Yeah, whatever.
It is really freaking weird.
Whatever blows your hair back or whatever.
That's really high tech sex robot.
But like this robot was nowhere near like what this one on the screen in front of us looks like now. Like she was a fairly like. Bog standard. I say it's an old eBay job.
Much like Tinder then, really. You know, it's not what your profile picture looks like. Catfishes. This is not what I ordered.
Catfish is everywhere. Tinder is officially a load of piss, but anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're gone off there, yeah?
Oh, it's a load of shit.
Ding!
Ah!
Wait, what happened? I drew a bad experience.
I didn't have a bad experience. It's just a load of piss, like.
It's
I'm just gone back now to hating Tinder.
Okay. But why?
I don't know.
You don't know. No success.
It's not even that. I'm just bored of it now. Like,
I think, I think it comes. Yeah, it definitely does come in dribs and drabs. You kind of go in and out of it quite often. Yeah.
I think I might get a doll. I think I might get one of these sex bots. Yeah.
Well, listen, we can already one up here. So what are we looking for?
Get down to it there.
Get down to it. Have you got your 5% off there, have you?
Sign up for the newsletter, so, quick!
Yeah, so hold on. In looking for a male, like I said, in the female bots, you've got all these options. In the male bot, there's just two options. It's just length and girth. What are we looking for? You want inches or centimetres?
I want someone that looks like Jason Momoa. Can they do that for me?
Probably.
I'd be very impressed.
So would I.
I'd probably bring it to the pub.
I'd probably bag one of them myself, to be honest. Why not? I just to go drink pints with, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you can teach these things stuff, like, you're just going like, to drink pints.
That headline just goes to show, like, the world of technology we're in now is just gone beyond, I think.
It is kind of crazy.
It's just mad.
But listen, there's people buying this stuff. So, like, obviously they're going to keep making it. They're going to keep improving it, if you want to call this improving. Do you know what I mean? They're going to keep trying to...
Imagine if Judge Judy stays going for another couple of years.
Where are you going with this? I mean, this is a tangent.
Imagine if this... imagine if, like, you know, you just have... And here we have Mary, and she's accusing her sex bot of sexually assaulting her. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just have this robot strolling in, like, you know.
Chatting away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. Listen, we're probably not far off that. I'm probably not far off.
Stop.
Who knows? I mean, listen, 20 years ago, this would have been absolutely incomprehensible as, like, technology. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It was blow-up dolls. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and blow-up sheep for some people. But, yeah, so, like, who knows what way it's going to be in another 20 years?
Who knows what you're into? Blow-up sheep, what?
Podcast disclaimer, Anto is not into blow up sheep. Alpacas only, please, thank you. But, yeah, listen, who knows where this... Listen, that's enough weird sex bot for one podcast, I think.
Now.
Yeah, I think that's...
Bye. Yeah,
we'll leave it there. So, we've lost Jared, have we? I think that's about time to maybe wrap it up for too much coffee. Too much sex bot talk.
Way too much coffee.
It was needed. So yeah, we're gonna kind of wrap up there, I think. But just a couple of little things before we go this week. This is episode 5. So we've had a couple of episodes. We've tried a few things in the last couple of weeks. We want to obviously put it out there again. Say to everyone that we are sorted on Instagram, Twitter. Got the email address going on at the moment. So Instagram is @adulting_4_dummies. Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram, because Love Island's nearly at an end.
Is
it's getting close. I think there's only about 2 weeks or so left. Yeah, 2.5 weeks or something, right? So we have said that if we get to 500 followers by the week of recording our last podcast on that last week of Love Island. Yeah, if we're at 500 followers, I'm getting waxed, and we're gonna insta live the whole thing.
We're gonna
record the podcast. Yep. While I get waxed off, you know, just for the rest of the summer. Beauticians on standby. So yeah, make sure you throw us a follow. If it's on your stories, please, by all means, do repost it on your own stories with the tags, so people can come along and follow. If for nothing else, just to see me in pain. Do you know? We can do that.
I'm there for that.
100%.
For that.
As well as that, we're on Twitter @2dumbadults. And the email is erinandanto@gmail.com. If there's anything you'd like us to talk about, anything you want to say to us, any abuse you want to give us, anything at all.
Bring it on.
Yeah, hit us in the emails or slide into the DMs. As well as that, we're going to start bringing a little bit more of a serious side, I think.
Yeah, we are.
So, I mean, when we first got together to put the podcast out there, the idea was Adulting for Dummies, as in we want to actually hit on things that, let's say, people that might be listening to this or people our age are kind of experiencing, where that be mental health or moving on kind of from college and into your careers and feeling a little stuck or lost or not knowing what way to go.
Yeah.
Things like, how the hell do I do tax returns?
How the hell do I save for Portugal in a week?
Yes, obviously, that kind of stuff. Relationship stuff. Anything at all that kind of affects let's say people your age, our age, if you'd like us to talk about, we will do the research. If there's something you want to know about, we will actually genuinely meet up and do a little bit of research, find out about it, and we'll come back at you with some facts. So do hit us up and hit us on the emails, erinandanto@gmail.com, adulting for dummies on Instagram, slide in the DMs, or tweet us as well at @twodumbadults. So let us know what you want us to talk about, you know?
Yeah, and don't be scared of us, because we're not going to like call you out or shout out to you.
Yeah, it can remain anonymous, you know, if you want.
You can totally.
I mean, you can totally sign off the email anonymous. Doesn't mean we won't use your actual name, but.
Yeah, we won't. We won't. Depending on the topic.
Exactly.
If you're DMing us about sex bots, we will call you out.
Listen, I'll just give you the link. I'll just send it on to you. You can use my discount code.
Oh my god! Okay. Right, we're gonna get on to this banging tune, because
it's banging tune time.
And I was super excited about this one.
Yeah, after last week's absolute catastrophe of a choice.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, it was. It was terrible, wasn't it? It was shocking.
It was a bit of old school Miley.
Listen, over it. We have a few followers now on Instagram, but I can categorically say there was at least 20,000 DMs. Given abuse over your choice.
That's not true at all.
But I think we're back at it. We're back at it strong and hard. Early 2000s. Gonna hit you with a little bit of Craig David. Rewind.
Yeah.
With a crowd table. Selecta. That is the only way to finish this podcast. Erin and Anto signing off. Adulting for Dummies. And we will chat to you later. Selecta. Yeah, on the dance floor, yeah. Gotta move on. Dancing here, real hardcore, yeah. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know the apple died to do it like that. With Craig David all over your DJ, it's all up to you. When the crowd go wild, tell me what you gon' do. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. This goes out to all the DJs. Goes out to all the DJs making moves, yeah, on the dance floor. Gotta move on, dancing, yeah, real hardcore. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know, the apple died to do it like that. With Craig David all over your DJ, it's all up to you. When the crowd go wild, tell me what you gonna do. Selector, selector, rewind.
gonna cross a ball. Selector. Gonna cross a ball. Selector.
What was that number again?
Go again.
What was that number again?
1860, 69, 69, 69.
Nice. New venture you're looking at, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck this shit.